Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Stand by for your opportunity to win some Dierks Bentley concert tickets here momentarily with Ben and Woods. Talk more Padres baseball as well. Also, at the resumption of the PGA Tour today. Woods, I know now that you're a golf fan, that's of more interest to you. They are at the AT&T Byron Nelson.
Oh, very
home
familiar.
State of Texas.
Oh, very familiar with it.
Bryson DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth, and Hideki Matsuyama headline the field. Now, Spieth revealed yesterday that he tested positive for COVID right after the Masters, and that's why he hasn't played since. He had to said it was kind of bad for like a day and a half, and then just kind of for like 3 days, and he's been pretty much fine ever since. Did the quarantine, and now he's ready to get back. Of course, the second major of the year is next week, so this is the final tune-up. Some guys like to play the week before a major. Other guys like to just take it off and get to the major site a little bit early.
I've not looked at the weather in Dallas, but I can tell you if history is any indicator, it is pouring rain because it always pours rain for the Byron Nelson Classic. Now, I only remember like one nice one.
It's kind of moved it a little bit at a different time.
Same general time. It always pours rain in Dallas for the
Hideki
Byron.
Hideki Matsuyama also, now I don't think he had COVID, but because of the outbreak in Japan and the fact that he was traveling internationally, he got back home from the Masters. He had to quarantine for like 2 weeks. Couldn't even see his family.
Man.
Like just on, by himself.
Sounds awesome.
Couldn't play any golf or anything. He was like, I couldn't even pick up my clubs. Couldn't let me out of my room, basically, being like in prison. So he's back on tour for the first time since his Masters
win. He's complaining about that.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like your dream, right?
14 days in a hotel room alone?
Even you would start to get worn out after 3 or 4 days of it.
It's funny that you think that.
I do think that.
It's really funny that you think that.
So, got some golf today at the AT&T Byron Nelson.
14 days alone. My God. What I wouldn't do. You guys mind if I nap the last 30 minutes of the show? I'm really struggling. I do have a Boomer Bulletin for you, though.
Yes, please.
You know how much you like the Boomer Bulletin. Pitchers hitting has just been amazing. It's been amazing. Love pulling Yu Darvish yesterday, having to pull Yu Darvish. It was the right move. Worked out.
Which pitcher was it that had no interest?
Tawan Walker.
The greatest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Stood there.
Facing Matt Harvey, right?
Bat on his shoulder. Yeah. And just whoop, whoop, whoop. Three fastballs right down the middle. Did not move. Did not flinch. Did not attempt to swing.
Just walked right off.
Walked right off. All right, great. I loved it. I thought it was so good. What a powerful statement.
My favorite part of not having the DH in the NL right now is this ongoing trend of every couple days we could see Joe Musgrove go up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Chris Paddock pinch hitting in the third.
Love
it's
that.
So fun.
Love it.
It's just the best. So 9 games yesterday in the National League. In those 9 games, 19 pitchers had one at bat. 2 for 33.
Oh,
John Lester of the Nationals and the Braves, Max Fried. Those pitchers also combined to strike out 19 times. They stranded 20 runners for the season. Pitchers are now batting 0.99.
Yeah!
In 910 at-bats. 0.99. It's crazy, too, because you grew up watching NL baseball. And that probably happened to you a lot, where your pitcher was cruising pretty good, and they'd have to lift him. Now, they didn't play seven-inning games back then, so it probably didn't feel as dire, right, Benny? Like, they're not going to pull a pitcher for offense. If he's cruising like you was yesterday, they're not going to pull him in the fourth, but the fourth was essentially like the seventh. You know, when you grew up watching the game,
you're running out of time.
You're running out of time. You got to make the move. And it didn't frustrate you then, but because you've seen the other side, it frustrates you now.
Well, and I was watching those games yesterday, and I couldn't have been the only one. In the first game, when Mark Melancon came in for a five-out save,
yeah.
I actually thought, okay, this is smart, because you know you're burning him for both games. So
correct.
You might as well
use him.
Get him a little more out, as opposed to using three different guys. Save Drew Pomeranz for the second game, I'm thinking. Oh, that's smart. He's saving Drew to close out the second game. And then you get two innings of Nick Ramirez. And I go, well, what the heck is happening here? There's something is not right. Why is Nick Ramirez pitching in the seventh and eighth innings of a one run and a tie game in extra innings? And we find out after the game from Jace Tingler that Drew Pomeranz was not available yesterday. Even though he hadn't pitched since Sunday, he was experiencing some soreness in that
shoulder.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's been, and he was on the Zoom just a few days ago saying, yeah, I feel good now. I feel fine. But it seems like with Drew Pomeranz this season, they've been treating him very cautiously. And then every once in a while, he just kind of wakes up not feeling great. The arm's not feeling great. Not like injured list bad, but also not necessarily available to pitch. And it's kind of rough when you're trying to, spread out these innings a little bit. And it led to a guy who's not one of your higher leverage pitchers and Nick Ramirez being in the game in two very important situations. Now, credit to Nick Ramirez. He got through the first inning, then got the quick double play ball in the eighth inning there that I thought, he's got a chance to get out of it. And then Fuentes hit the fly ball, which, I mean, depending on positioning,
could have been caught if it was a normal situation.
But yeah, it could have been caught in a normal situation. Ends up being the walk-off single off, about one hopping the wall, and the Rockies do win that game. I'm not going to blame Nick Ramirez, though, for blowing that one for the Padres. It wasn't even his base runner that scored. But I just thought, where's Drew Pomeranz in all of this? He didn't pitch in either of the games. Well, Jace Tingler explained after the game there was a reason for that. What healing up to it yesterday?
That's a concern, man. It's a concern moving forward.
Yeah, with Aquila now down. I mean, Pagan's been okay. A little hit or miss. I mean, all the bullpen has been good. Finally saw Tim Hill, give up a little bit yesterday after he had such a good run. They're not going to be perfect all season long. They're all going to have stretches better and worse over the course of the season. Padres have gotten outstanding bullpen work.
They have. They have. And I think they've
outstanding.
And I think they've managed it really well, the usage as well. I really do. And again, we're not privy to the information that they're privy to. So we all were kind of banging our heads against the wall going, well, give me Pomeranz. Let's get Pomeranz in here. And apparently he was unavailable. So, it happens.
Yes, it does. All right. We need to talk about Blake Snell. We really have kind of saved it for the end. Post-game Zoom as well was not the usual Blake Snell. We'll do that. First, though, we have the tickets to give away to Dierks Bentley. His Beers on Me tour is coming to the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on August 26th with Riley Green and Parker McCollum. And if you'd like to win a pair, you call now, 833-288-0973. Fourth caller on Ben and Woods captures the tickets, 833-288-0973. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. It's Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.